Welcome to Beyond the Walls with Jeremy Thomas. In this series, we are looking at the two letters to the Thessalonian Church. This episode is just a taste from the full lesson. It is a standalone teaching meant as special encouragement for you today. So enjoy this short teaching, and we hope you come back tomorrow for the full lesson.
How do we avoid being deceived? Well, I would say we'd be like the believers at Thessalonica, at Berea, who were more noble-minded than the Thessalonians, right? Examining the Scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. We have to examine the Scriptures. If we know the Scriptures, then we can detect the errors, right? We can detect the deceptions. And that's why we need to know the Scriptures. So he says in verse 3 there, let no one in any way deceive you. For it, meaning implying the day of the Lord, right? The day of the Lord will not come unless, and then he mentions two things in this verse that have to happen. Unless the apostasy comes first, that's number one, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, who is the son of destruction. Let's keep reading. Here's his career, verse 4. The one who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, displaying himself as being God. Do you not remember that while I was still with you, I was telling you these things? So Paul taught him this, right? He's only there 3 Sabbaths, but he taught him this. And you know what restrains him now. Notice the what. You know what restrains him now. So that in his time he will be revealed. That is the man of lawlessness, right? For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Not the man of lawlessness, but the mystery of lawlessness. These are two different lawlessnesses. The man of lawlessness, right? Verse 3. And here we have the mystery of lawlessness. They're both related to lawlessness, but they're not the same thing. That's important. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And notice this time, the restrainer is not a what, but it's a who. Don't get confused, but it's easy to. I can see that. Then, verse 8, that lawless one, he will be revealed. The one whom the Lord will slay with the breath of his mouth and bring to an end by the appearance of his coming. That is, the one whose coming is in accord with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders, and with all the deception of wickedness for those who perish. Why? Because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. For this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence so that they will believe what is false, in order that they all may be judged who did not believe the truth, but took pleasure in wickedness. Okay, so that's Paul's teaching about why you are not already in the day of the Lord. Because in verse 3, there's a couple things that have to happen before, right, the day of the Lord can begin. Now, some scholars see these two things, the apostasy here and the revealing of the man of lawlessness, as events that are the first events in the day of the Lord. Very few people believe that, but some people do believe that. Others believe that these two things happen before the day of the Lord begins. And I've essentially told you that I think the day of the Lord begins when the world is saying peace and safety, right? Then it's going to come upon them suddenly. And the only time of peace and safety is the first seal. That's it. The first horseman, the white horse, right? That's the only time. I can't see any other time during the seals, trumpets, and bowls when there's peace and safety. Can you? I mean, it doesn't sound like peace and safety to me when, you know, a fourth of the world is being burned up by fire. Or when earthquakes move every island on earth. This just does not sound like peace or safety by anybody's metric. Okay? Or, you know, these scorpion-type figures, these demonic locust things that fly around and sting everybody, and they suffer for 5 months. Would you call that, under any metric, a period of peace and safety? Would you call a third of the oceans being turned to blood, a period of peace and safety on Earth. We couldn't even deal with a few fires around here, much less the entire third of the ocean turning to blood. These are catastrophic judgments beyond the imagination of every human being. So no, there is no period of peace and safety inside the 70th week of Daniel. It's just that first seal that initiates the whole thing, a counterfeit Messiah, a counterfeit messianic kingdom, where you have a period, very brief, of peace and safety. But then the day of the Lord begins, right? And they thought they were in it. But Paul's saying no in verse 3. Two things have to happen before the apostasy and the man of lawlessness has to be revealed.
Thank you for listening to this lesson from the Epistles to the Thessalonians. Jeremy has a companion book to this study available on Amazon for purchase. You can find the link in the description below. You can also find out more information on Jeremy's website, beyondthewalls-ministry.org. We thank you for joining us today, and we hope that you found this lesson useful, informative, and encouraging. Because our desire here at Beyond the Walls is for you to grow in your faith, your love of God, and therefore to have a more joyful, abiding life in Christ.